Well, speaking of the boys, we're back.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
We've been recording.
Are we in a simulation? Yes or no? Just strict answers first.
Probably not.
No.
We're not in a simulation.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm going to say no with...
What's probably? Give me a percentage.
Like, it sounds like a really fun idea to believe in. Like a good way to escape or run away from some kind of problem with death anyone has. Mm. But it's probably just death, and we're not in a simulation.
Okay. You think simulation is like, that's a safe way out. You're like, oh, yeah. well, because it's a simulation. Because,
we'll just start over somewhere else.
Yeah, it's like respawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Interesting.
That theory about it.
Okay. You think it comes from a fear of death?
I don't know the science of anything. I don't know anything.
Okay.
If someone can show me shit about, like, I would love to, yeah.
Tonight's episode of High and Caffeinated is sponsored by Manscaped. Listen, I was never taught how to shave the nether region, okay? I can't tell you how many mishaps occurred because of the lack of know-how. Manscaped is trying to end that kind of suffering for men everywhere. What I love about them is their attention to detail. They have their new Lawnmower 4.0, which is a perfect trimmer. They have their Weed Whacker for ear and nose hair. They got ball deodorant, toner, basically everything you need for manscaping. And listen, you might not even have a manscape ritual and you're shaving with the equivalent of a paring knife. But Manscaped has just introduced the Performance Package 4.0. And in that package, you'll find everything I just mentioned, a travel bag, and even performance boxer briefs. Do yourself a favor, have less razor burn, reduce ingrown hairs, and have just a cleaner grooming experience overall with Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code YAMI, Y-A-M-I-I. Yes, that is 20% off with the code YAMI, Y-A-M-I-I. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Now let's get to the show. All right, let's cover it. Okay.
I'm ready.
You've tried VR?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's not bad, right?
I've never been so immersed. I felt like I was in a different world. Like, I definitely was conscious of, I have a stupid helmet on 100%. My head.
100%. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And I look like an idiot in the room.
Yeah. Now, have you played anything on Unreal Engine graphics?
Or at least seen
the videos or something?
I think Squadrons. Star Wars Squadrons.
Is that Unreal?
Yeah. Wes hooked up the, what was it? The stick and the turbine thing.
Mm. Oh, the joystick and throttle.
Yeah.
The joystick and throttle to it. So that is the closest I ever felt to being like in a whole new world because.
It was pretty good graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Like really, really good. Okay.
Yeah. You know, okay. Wes keeps his shit tight.
But I think that you got to consider, though, that that's version one of the headset. And that joystick and throttle, I can say this because I know because it's mine. Is trash.
Dude, it was so fun.
Yeah, but it is not anything near what the nicest, like, dude, trust me, I have played with some of those joysticks and throttles, and they will, like, give you force feedback, and so you feel like you're skidding through space. It's wild.
Yeah, I've heard, like, some, like, jet simulators or pilot simulator. That's, like, $1.2 million simulators, and it's, like, you basically, like, that's as close as we can possibly get easily. Okay, but listen, so, like, these are all pretty early technologies, right?
Yeah.
Pretty early. So, like, fast forward 100 years from now, right? That's going to be pretty indistinguishable graphically.
Maybe.
Computationally, for sure. Like, we're already pretty good on processing things. If you just use your home PC and power your VR, you're basically good. You can do, like, pretty much 4K, 8K graphics if you have a strong enough graphics card right now. So 100 years from now, pretty good. Yeah.
Or pay extra to be in your own 8-bit world.
Sure, yeah. You can just be anything. Yeah.
And all that happened in the last 20 years. Like computing power only in the last 20, 25, 30 years.
That's it.
I bet you society will just be cut in half of like a giant building full of people in these jelly tubes who live in their own VR world.
Okay.
And then people who choose to just live like people and go in there whenever.
Right. So that's the question. Let's say if we could do that, we probably would do that, right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I would be in a jelly tube.
Sure.
Well, actually, it depends on where I am in life. If I'm like depressed, I'll probably go into the tube for 5 years.
Okay.
Like have them wake me up in 5 years. I'm like, oh, right, that happened.
Mm.
I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
No. And then the third thing is AI, right? AI is pretty great.
Oh, I've been playing around with that thing on Discord.
Is it Midjourney? Is that what you're doing?
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, so like there's an AI out there that you can just type in text, right? Just what you're looking for, and then it will come up as a generated image based off AI. Nothing, let's say, like humanly artistic is thrown into it. It's just this AI creating art, which is pretty amazing. And it does amazing pictures, incredible works of art that rival like Renaissance painters. Like, it's insane.
Dude, beyond that, I asked it to paint me 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger riding a T-Rex fighting 2022 Arnold Schwarzenegger on top of the Empire State Building at dawn. And
it did it? Pretty close?
It was pretty close, and it looked kind of good.
And how long did it take to, like, calculate, in a sense? You know what I mean? You type it in, you hit enter.
I think less than a minute. It took longer to fucking find it in the Discord thing, because everyone's fucking around with it than it did to make the picture. But it was a really cool silhouette, but at dawn on top of the building, and you can tell it was the guy on top of the T-Rex.
That's amazing. And again, that's right now.
Yeah, right,
in the year 2022.
Yeah, so
let's say that was put in a VR experience just because that's the most, you know, immediate technology. An AI customized experience as real as the world with Unreal Engine styled graphics, seamless computation where you wouldn't even know that things are being calculated. That's where simulation theory comes in. If we could make such a thing, I think we would 100%, because why wouldn't we? And then if that's the case, what would those simulations with all those AIs in there, or people, I don't know how it works, what would they do, right? If you could create another universe, like if you could AI a Big Bang, I would do that 100%.
God, like maybe I'm wrong and I actually am in a jelly tube.
We're all in jelly tubes.
And we're all just catching up.
Yeah. Right. So that's the theory. Is it still probably not at that point?
I mean, yeah, probably not.
Still probably not?
Still probably not.
Fair enough. And you're also no.
I'm going to say no, but with no real certainty.
Okay.
Because, like, look, I think here's the deal. If we got to the point where we could simulate human beings, right, like simulate our planet, then the idea would be, well, let's simulate the planet and see what happens, right? Well, so where do you start? It's like, well, we should start from the beginning. If we've got the computational power, like once we get to that point, right? Like, let's start from the beginning, because then we'll see, like, is this our only path? Like, how do we differ, right? Like all of these things. But then every simulation hits that point and then simulates down, right? So it's like, either we're the first domino or we're like one in the series of dominoes somewhere down the line. And either way, nobody really gets anywhere, right? It's like, so that, in my opinion, doesn't really come to any sort of fruition. I don't think we're part of a simulation, mostly because I believe that we have not free will, because if you're a simulation, theoretically, it's programmed. And unless you're talking about true artificial intelligence, which I guess is actually what you would need to run a simulation maybe anyway, like, you don't get us. So, because I believe, like, right, you have the ability to make your own decisions, and therefore you have a responsibility for those decisions, but that means that you have to be free to choose whatever you're going to do, right? And so it's like, if I decide that that's not the case, kind of everything else falls apart, so.
So we're either in, like, base reality or, like, version one reality. Is that what you're saying? It's either, like, we're the first one or, like, one of the first after. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm saying that we're either, if we are.
I'm saying not first simulation, as in base reality. There is no, we're not in a simulation. This is like base reality, or we're like very close after.
Right, I know. So I'm saying that we either are base reality, or if we are not base reality, it doesn't matter where we are if we're not base reality. One or onward, it doesn't matter, because that means we're progressing toward the same thing that the simulation above us and the simulation above them and the simulation that will follow us and follow them is all ultimately progressing toward, which is basically like a stop. Like, our lives continue on, but the simulation, like, it doesn't really do anything for you anymore. And it also, right, it also means that you are part of a program, right? And so it's like, I don't believe that philosophically for some reason, right? But I also just don't think it's I think it's less fun than the idea that this is a big cosmic massive whatever it is, and that literally anything could happen. It's like, look, the rules of physics are...
I don't know anything.
The rules of physics are stable, but it's like nobody knows if they are stable forever, right? Because it's like we've only been around for so long. So it's like that kind of uncertainty is a lot more fun. If it's just like it's a wild world out there.
At any point, a solar flare can just go 3 meters a little too to the left. And half the earth is scorched. Yeah.
That's possible. Yeah.
But by the same token, all of a sudden we could discover a new plant that you can eat and it gives you superpowers. And it's like, that could just happen by some physical property that we have no idea about that exists in the universe.
True.
It's like, anything is possible for, right?
I'm
like,
still waiting for that.
It makes things so much more interesting. It's like, well, I like the idea that we talk about like alien civilizations. So like, well, what if, you know, we meet them first? And what if they meet us first? And I like thinking about all the other scenarios. It's like, what if an alien planet shows up here and is like, hey, do you guys know where these other aliens are? And we're like, you're the first alien race we've ever met. And they're like, what? And they're like, oh my God, where are you? Okay, first of all, you guys live out in the boonies. And we're like, what does that mean cosmically?
I feel like we do.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We have to.
You have no idea what that could possibly, like, or like, right? Like anything could be.
We're that backwater planet Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Anything could be possible. It's like all of a sudden, like we could realize like we're not actually a planet in the cosmos, but we're a marble under some galactic being's dresser that he's lost for a long time. And he like come picks it up. And it's like, oh, fuck. Like we can't do anything about that. And
just
like,
all of a sudden a giant pair of eyes is in the sky.
Right. It's like, well, imagine if Galactus just showed up. It's like, oh, well, that's an issue. It's like, what do we do? Yeah.
We're nothing.
Right? It's like, it's way more fun.
Okay, you know? I get you.
Holy shit, we're vulnerable on our planet. Imagine anything bigger.
I see. So maybe simulation theory is more based out of hubris than anything.
Absolutely.
Like, well, we can end in a second.
I think it's a fun thought experiment and a fun theory. And I don't have, like, like, just to be clear, I have no evidence to refute or dispute it.
We've
at
never
all.
Researched
it could
anything.
Absolutely be true. I just don't believe in it because it's less fun.
That's fair. Do you think there... Okay. It is less fun, but maybe something more fun that isn't a simulation. Do you ever think within this lifetime, give me a percentage chance here, aliens, something crazy happens, maybe not even aliens, just something earthly even, but something gets... discovered, invented, or something. Maybe not invented. It has to be like otherworldly. So like discovered, and then that trajectory just puts us to insane new heights. And now we can just traverse the entire universe very easily. Do you think that would happen within our lifetime?
Are you saying what are the odds that we run into alien technology that vastly improves our own civilization? Yeah. Or okay, yes.
Have. Yeah, that.
Hasn't aliens already been disclosed?
Yeah, if it's not 100%, it's damn near close. It's fucking gotta be. And it's like...
like, this has been confirmed by the government, right?
What has?
Aliens?
UFOs have. But that's just unidentified flying objects. Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's like, right,
nothing
even if...
extraterrestrial? You sure?
I don't know.
I read it when it came out, and that was a couple of years ago.
And they were like, we're confirming...
like...
aliens.
Like, we're like doing studies beings. On... like, otherworldly aircraft. Like, they don't say aliens. It's the way they worded it.
I see.
Like, oh, it's they like here it is, and then nothing really came of it.
Interesting. I know the Pentagon released like a bunch of documents and so forth, but I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I wish I had like a laptop here. I can.
We don't
Google
have that.
What I'm thinking.
We don't have that.
We can't afford it.
Yeah, that was. I blew the budget on everything else. We can't get a simple laptop.
I told you don't need 7 producers.
I have 4 editors and a lot of healthcare plans. I have.
They're all just staring at us, dude, behind the cameras.
I just pressed the button.
Weird.
Well, what are you gonna
do? Well, what's really weird is that when we had to stop the video and cut it, they wouldn't even push the button, which means you're not paying them enough because they
bad.
Won't push the button.
I feel bad.
What do you mean you feel bad?
Well, it's like, I don't want them to get up from their comfy
you're
chairs.
Doing it, though.
It's fine. Listen, here's
there's
the next thing.
There's only 3 of us. Where are 7 of them?
Okay, so wait, hold on. Going back, though, you're saying within the next, let's just say 100 years, something's going to get unlocked for us, and then we're just going to transcend.
I hope magic.
I don't know, but I think...
Why do you hope magic? Why not just like really...
Is that something that
verifiable
anyone
like
can
science?
Have access to if you study?
Right, because it's like if somebody invented magic,
you
can just
gotcha.
Learn it.
Yeah.
And then just
it's like religion if it was real.
Okay, understood.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha,
well, like,
gotcha.
You do all that shit and all the steps to
for
gain
what?
Magic and then no magic.
Yeah.
But if there's real magic, they're like, go collect this stone from this river and then say these words.
Yeah.
And do this thing and you then boom. Do,
like complete this deed that the universe will see and accept, and then you'll have access to something. I don't know, some magic bullshit.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
But also, I mean, well, someone's going to end the world very quickly, I think.
Or someone's going to defend it.
Yeah, that's true. That's where we come in.
That's where we come in. That's
right. I'm reading a book right now in the Dungeons and Dragons universe, and they have wizards there. But what they do is like basically, I don't know, kind of a cult, more of an organization, let's say.
Yeah.
And what they do is they do tests for wizards. You have to pass this test where 90% of wizards die.
Yeah.
And when you pass it, okay, cool. You're like a verifiable wizard. You get all this knowledge, blah, blah, blah. You're in the club, basically.
Yeah.
And all that. I kind of like that. If that was somehow we could do that test for magic.
Valor pass.
Because I wouldn't do it. But if someone who wanted to, you know what I mean? It'd be like being a Navy SEAL, but times a million. You know what I mean? It'd just be like you would go through it with good chance you're going to die. But if you come out, oof. Look what just got unlocked.
Okay, but like even the Navy SEALs, there's not like a good chance you're going to die. It's like there's a slim chance you're going to die.
Not death, yeah. But there's a slim chance that you're going to make it, right? There's probably a 10% chance that you're going to make it in there, right? You're not going to die, but to make it in is like very slim.
My only concern is the 90% mortality rate thing. Yeah. That's a little high.
Well, you got to be crazy to do it. You got to be crazy. If you're going to start slaying dragons, I mean, you're going to...
I guess that's true if you're talking about slaying dragons.
I mean, it's got to be a big deal.
I'm pretty sure Valor passed the test, so.
Oh, okay.
No chance.
Pretty sure.
No, because anyone can be a wizard, just how you're saying. Anyone can train to be a wizard, but to be like robe or a white robe or whatever
to
it is.
To be a card-carrying wizard?
Yeah, exactly. Then you got to pass the test. So anyone can practice.
You get the patch sewn in on the inside of your robes.
Yeah.
Then you flash it, and they're like, oh, doors unlock, and come in.
But yeah, I think that'd be cool. I wouldn't want magic. I just want really good science. I just want incredible transcending science where we can just like...
What if it's like Overwatch and the science is so good it looks like magic?
I'm cool with that. I mean, basically it is, right? If you took someone like 100 years ago and brought them today, they're like, that's magic, right?
Oh, yeah.
They would have no clue.
Or caveman.
Yeah.
Coming to
they would have no idea, yeah.
They'd definitely get hit by a car.
Oh, yeah, at the very least. It might die from the air, from the toxins in the air. Like, the difference, you know what I mean? Like, they would just die. Like, it would just be nowhere near. But, yeah, I would love that. I think it's just travel. I think if we could just nail down faster than speed of light travel.
Oh, yeah, just nail that down.
Just nail that. I mean, that's the one barrier.
We can barely agree to go in space.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true, though, because it like depends on how you achieve faster than light travel as well.
Mm-hmm. Some dude in his garage.
Doing like what?
If some dude in his garage invents faster than light travel, I would still love to shake that man's hand, regardless of what that fucking looks like, because good for you, sir. Like, holy shit.
It's like a miniature like ring setup. He's like, yeah, scientists just make these huge laboratories. I just broke it all down into little things. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like this little dot of light circling in a little thing.
I see.
Yeah, speed light right there. Built in my garage. Like plugged into his
I also think of like, you know, if we get there too fast, it might be dangerous. It's like, well, let's zip over here and check that out. And then all of a sudden you zip over and, you know, some alien races at airspace and they're like, whoa. And you're like, whoa.
I had no idea. Yeah. That'd be funny. I don't know.
We need like planetary... What am I trying to say?
Union. We need a union.
Planetary union to get to something like the speed of light.
I agree.
That'd be nice.
That's what's going to happen.
But it's got to be.
It's going to take a long time.
It would take aliens to do that.
Maybe a better question is maybe we already have it figured out and they're keeping it from us. Likely or not likely?
Why? Why is that always a fucking theory? Like, it is
It's already here.
We studied
it. We just don't have it.
We spent millions of dollars on it. We did years of honing it, and we made it, and we're just gonna put
keep
a tarp
it
over it.
Yeah, we're like, no, for no one else.
Put the padlock on the storage door and walk away.
And that's it.
You fucks.
Yeah, I think it's very unlikely.
Yeah, this we could time travel, but I have it in locker B11 and fucking Tampa, Arizona. Yeah.
I think
no one's gonna find it.
I think that is true of like bleeding edge technology, right? Like bleeding edge military technology, I think is like, is stuff that they keep hidden from you and is better than what we know about. But I don't think it's like, I think it's like maybe 10 years ahead of what you see. Okay. Maybe.
Not
right?
a century.
I don't think nowhere it's a century. Yeah, nowhere near a century. Okay. And even if they did have otherworldly technology that was more than a century ahead of us, they have not figured out enough about it to make its capability noticeable in comparison to today's technology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless they are running the best conspiracy ever, which I'm not saying is not possible.
Isn't happening.
But I'm saying is very slim.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to have a conspiracy for more than 5 fucking minutes. Like,
that's true. Yeah. I wouldn't trust anyone in part of that project, because it's definitely more than just one person, right? It's not just one mad scientist, probably a team. Right. All that team members, every team member has to be in on it, and no one wants to spill
every
the beans not
member,
once.
Every janitor yeah. that works in the place.
No drunk night that you didn't tell someone or something like that. Right. That didn't happen once.
And it's like right? That's like, what do you so do with those dumb. People? Where do they live? Who do they get to talk to? Who do you let them, like, do you let them retire? Like,
you would have to
if
lock
this technology
them down
is that far
rooms.
Ahead, right? Like, yeah,
which is what happens. Can't. I mean, that's what they do, right? For like Area 51, you stay on base. Yeah. For months, years, if
yeah,
that's
but there's
the
also stuff like that for
everyone
like the Manhattan
is an orphan,
yeah. right?
So it's everyone like, is an orphan, and they have a limited time to live, and they're specifically chosen.
And then they just
to
do tasks,
here.
And then that's and then they're done. Yeah. I see. Okay,
that's what it would have to take. Is like you have to specifically pick out orphans across the world who have some kind of illness that will kill them at a certain point.
Only
of age.
Those people can work.
And then you, yeah, and then you enlist them. They do the bullshit, and they don't have time to. Live a full life and tell the secret, right?
Fair.
I don't know how else you could do it.
And thank you for watching John's FBI application.
Oh, God. I don't know. What else is it? Like, you shoot a fucking pill in their brain and then you just, like, remote control people?
Okay, how about this? You get approached by the FBI and they're like, hey, we have this program. We think you'd be perfect for it. Give you just vague enough details for you to really consider, like... But you can't talk to anyone else.
100% depends on the operation name.
Okay.
Because they're like, we want you to come into this thing. I'm like, well, what thing? Like, operation, the coolest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, yes, I'll absolutely. Yes, okay. I'll join.
So you're like, if they're like, hey, we want you to come join Operation Bookworm, you're like, ah, fuck that. But if they're come up to you and they're like, hey. But if they're like,
I'm
hey.
Like, fuck no.
John
and
Padilla,
he calls my door.
We'd like to recruit you for Operation Nightingale. You're like,
I'll hear you out. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, that sounds like something I get a suit out of. Yeah, so yeah, man.
Let's say it's something even near magical, let's say. Almost something like, okay, we found out that like psychics, like knowing where people are, this kind of like divine power kind of deal, is actually trainable. We think you'd be a perfect candidate to go in this program. You can't talk to anyone you know. Like, you're going to disappear from life. People are going to think you're, like, dead, gone. Like, you're disappearing. But you're going to spend your life with us doing these programs, making a real difference that no one will ever hear about ever again. Would you do that?
Fuck, maybe.
I wouldn't not consider it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't immediately say no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I don't know, actually.
I'd ask him, do I get a suit?
Come on. I totally see you as, like, four government agents sitting around. And you're like, do I get a suit?
Yeah.
Do I get
is, there, like, is there a cool uniform?
What? Like, do I get a suit?
Do I get a suit and can I pick the colors?
Yeah, we'll get you a suit. All right, I'm in.
Okay, yeah, that's all okay, I need. Cool.
Fine.
Yeah, I think I would do it. Okay, let's do it on a less crazy.
You leave your longtime girlfriend a note, then give me a suit.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you.
I would
leave a hidden letter somewhere you could only find when like packing up something because the government's going to do a sweep, right?
Of course.
Make sure you didn't talk. And then I'll
you're
just
like,
explain
leave clues.
It. I'll explain it. Hopefully that is good enough.
Okay.
Too bad if this ever happens, now they know where to look.
Yeah.
They know they're going to hide.
No, they'd probably pull you right away. They'd probably be like, okay, like, right.
Yeah, we're
you,
coming.
Yeah, you don't get go. Time to pack. Yeah. Let's go.
I have notes.
Just prearranged.
Of any situation, really.
Oh, gotcha. My God. You know how funny that would be? Your girlfriend comes home, she's like doing some cleaning, lifts up the couch, she finds this letter. You come home at 5 o'clock, she's been crying. You're like, what's going on? And she's like, what do you mean?
Over.
You're like, that was just a just in case. Yeah. Just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. You're only supposed to find that if I got lost at sea.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah. Be glad I'm here. That didn't actually happen. We're good. Okay, here, let's make it a little bit more realistic. How about you get picked for like a mission to Mars?
Oh, yes.
But it's a lifetime one-way trip. No one you know is coming with.
My dream is to die in space.
Okay.
Or like shot through a rocket and just fly infinitely at 1,000 miles per hour.
As a funeral, or that's your death?
And hopefully join the Speed Force.
That's either my death or my funeral. Yeah.
Okay. That'd be a cool funeral. I don't know if I want to get shot in space while alive, but funeral-wise, that'd be pretty sweet.
It's like the fucking wackiest thing you'd seen.
That might be the best option to becoming like reanimated, is to just shoot yourself into space and just see where you go.
Hopefully another species like notices and picks me up. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
And
then here's a shot. In the chamber. And then you're right back at it.
Like, I dream about this scenario, dude.
That'd be cool.
That is the closest to immortality I think we can get to.
It's honestly a really good sci-fi novel.
Shoot our dead bodies in different directions in space and just hope.
To see what happens.
Which one? You got lucky.
Yeah, put trackers on them to see what happens. That'd be cool.
I don't know that I'd do it for a mission to Mars. Well, okay, so here's the thing, though. It's like, is it a secret mission to Mars? Like, do other people know that you're on?
No, you know. Like, it's like a public thing at this point.
So
like,
you're good. Like, so you can, like, tell your...
Like, I just fit the profile of someone who could live in Mars.
Yeah, they figured your talent like, somewhere.
You've got the right genetic makeup to, start.
I'm so adaptable. Martian
you're the top pick, so here you go. And then, it's like publicly announced, right? Yeah, but you're not going to talk to
people. One of your buddies actually works there, and he slipped your name in because he thought it'd be fucking hilarious, and then you went.
I do want to die in space.
It'd be pretty cool. I think I would. Even knowing you can't talk to people. I don't think that's realistic. I think eventually you would be able to talk to like your friends and family. But I'd still do it.
You just need a satellite.
Yeah.
If you're dropping people off in Mars, eventually they're going to put a satellite there.
Have some kind of communication.
I think it would depend on why they asked me. Like, did they like?
You're the town jester, and you have to make everyone laugh. You're just there for comedic relief.
is it a job that anybody could do, or is there for some reason they're asking me specifically? And it's like
they just want your genes for propagating more species.
But like, we need men with beards like that to be the survivors of our species.
That's a great reason. So
yeah, you're the archetype for the Martian. Like, you're gonna be like, okay, Martians are gonna come from this guy's genes.
If humans are gonna become a space colonying race, we want them to have beards like that. London.
I think
Stadpole,
I'd have to go.
It's the safest aesthetic.
Somebody said that to me. If a government somebody came up to me and was like, look, we want people with beards like that on Mars. That's why we selected you. I'd be like, are you fucking serious? And if he looked me dead in the eyes and he said, I am dead fucking serious, I would say then, I guess I gotta go then. Like, what are you going to say to that? Like, if that man seriously poses that question to you and he's dead serious about it, is like, how much do you make a year? $1.2 million? If you're telling me that that's what we need, I guess you're right. Like, what do I know?
Yeah, you're like, what? What do you need me for? Yeah. And then he just takes his hat off in a single tear. And he's like,
we found
your
him.
Beard boy.
It's like,
we need your beard.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. There's very little. I would probably take up any mission any organization puts up. If they're picking you specifically, there's got to be a really cool reason.
How the fuck did I show up like in the van right over there? How the fuck did I pop up on your radar?
Yeah, like, what is this? But that'd be really cool. That is the dream. It's just like, they've been silently watching you for years, and they're like, I think he's our pick.
That's not the dream.
Yeah. Like, he's our pick. Oh, yeah.
We definitely are. Dude, you got Smash Ultimate on a discount before it released.
100%.
If that's not proof that we're being listened to 100% of the time, I don't know what is. Have you told that story on this thing?
I don't think so. Basically, like, when did Smash Ultimate come out? 15, 16, whatever.
The year it came out,
Whatever. Anyway, a new game just came out, and I would...
No, it hasn't come out yet. It was like 3 months before it came out.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't come out yet, but as a joke, I would say into my phone, just not on an application or anything, just into my phone, I would definitely buy Smash Bros. Ultimate if I could get it 20% off. And I would say like every day for like a month. And then it worked. I was scrolling Reddit.
I remember we all sat. You put your phone in the center table. It was us three, and I think Josh and Doug.
Yeah.
We all sat in the ring and just talked about how cool it would be to get Smash Ultimate 25% off. Like, man, if I got Smash Ultimate on a pre-order for 25% off. Like,
the I would only way I would it. Buy yeah. Smash Bros. Ultimate from Nintendo is if I get it 25% off on a pre-sale.
I do remember getting more intense at the yeah. phone.
like just in case the AI needs to pick this up.
Yeah. I'm going to buy Smash Ultimate if there's a 25% off on pre-order.
Yeah. That will change my mind. My answer will be a yes to buying. Yeah. Anyway, so after doing that a lot, it came up. So I was scrolling Reddit, and then, yeah, sure enough, Smash Bros. Ultimate cover, 20% off pre-sale or whatever. Just as an ad, never searched it before, never did anything. Like,
so
it works.
And insane. Everyone has a story like this. Yeah. Everyone has talked about something super specific or niche, and then the next day it comes up like on their Facebook feed or whatever feed, right? It's like that always happens. Like, and I don't know, because I've heard multiple podcasts of people that would be in charge of that have no obligation to lie, and they say, no, that's not happening. Like, they're not actually listening. Because think of the computation behind that. That'd be ridiculous. Like, what are they catching on? Buzzwords and then recording, and then that goes through a search. But like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, like keywords.
But like, how do you particularly do that? Because like, I mean, like, what are they hearing for us specifically?
I ain't no techno bebop guy. Okay, all right, dude. Yeah. There's probably like fucking I have no fucking education on this.
Okay.
It's like a program that sweeps certain keywords, and there's just different programs for different keywords.
Yeah, I don't
know
that I would take that. I mean, think about it. Okay, so like, your microphone's always on, and then it just records a list of the last 1,500 words you've said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, what, 3-page Word document, which is megabytes of space, right? So then it just starts filtering out all of the old words as the next new words come in. And every time it sees the same word come up multiple times, it's like, okay, this is a thing, right? And can it filter out a bunch of words already, right? Like, you don't need prepositions, adjectives, right? Like, there's a whole bunch of words that it can filter out just by part of speech, because all it's looking for is a subject and an object, right? That's and then right. once it detects those, it just counts how many of them there are. Yeah. Also, not that much computing power, right? And then it just says, okay, these are the things that they are regularly talking about. These are the things we're going to show in the ads. Look for ads, keyword this, right? And it's like that, how much computing power does that take? Probably not that much. It's probably done locally on your phone as long as you've got an internet connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, possible. That would be my best guess is the way it goes at it. And I don't think it's malicious. Like, I don't think it's intended. Like, I think it's intended to help
it's
you.
It's just intended to sell more shit.
Right, and it just. It.
And like, you're going to sell the most shit by giving the people what they're asking for.
Right, exactly. So like, I don't know what scale it happens on. And I don't know if like, I'm not a software guy. I don't know if that's how that could actually work, but conceptually it doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to me.
Well, that's what like search history does and recommended on different websites, right? It's just verbal at this point.
Yeah, my problem with it is, I'm not saying it is or isn't happening. Maybe it is.
Do we have to say that? It is or is not happening?
I don't know.
I can't indefinitely say it is happening. It is happening.
Okay. Wake up, everyone. Yeah. Okay.
Wake up, people.
Well, listen, you ever been on a phone call, right? Mm-hmm. That drains a decent amount of battery, right? And that's using your microphone a lot, right? And you're saying every single app is recording at the same time? Can they all have to do it separately?
I mean, maybe not every single app, but like,
let's say even four at the same time, 24/7. Like, that is an obscene amount of battery life probably just gone, right?
Yeah. I mean, our batteries get shit over time. Maybe it's the microphone.
We're just noticing it
more and more.
It doesn't necessarily, I think, happen all of the time.
Put on your tinfoil hats, everyone.
Here we go.
It doesn't necessarily, I think, happen like all the time, every time, right? Like, you just, you know, you use your phone, you use anything that uses your voice or records for like a couple seconds before, a couple seconds after, right? Might do that for Snapchat and all these other things, right? If like you use Google Voice Chat, or maybe you like go into the search bar, right? You voice to text, any of that kind of stuff, because it's going to pick up from all of that as well. Yeah. I mean, think about your Google Dictionary, right? Like, and how accurate that is.
You didn't think about it, dude.
Like, think about how accurate that is to the way you speak and like the way that you write.
Yeah,
it picks up a whole bunch of words. Yeah,
it's really good.
It knows you pretty well, and so like, I think that. You know, that technology has been around for a long time. So I wouldn't be surprised. Again, I don't have any proof one way or the other. And
no, you're right. And it's like,
yeah, you're right.
It's just like everything works off satellites, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
What if it's just a spotlight on the satellite and where it's going? So it's not everyone everywhere all at once. It's everyone everywhere in that spotlight. Right? And as the earth rotates, it just changes.
Yeah. You know what? You have that bulletin board with all the pictures in the red yarn. I think you should pull that out.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. Yeah. I think it's more likely.
That has to be a thing, right?
No, probably not, but fair enough.
I don't know how satellites work.
Okay, cool. I think it's more likely that they're using your location. They're just like geolocating you with a friend that also has the search history, and they're like, maybe he likes it. That's so much more likely, in my opinion. And I'm saying that definitely is happening for sure. That's actually already known. There's billboard companies that happen in like Times Square, like you've seen those, that have geolocator within it. So if you have a app that's tracking you, let's say Chipotle, right, your location, and you walk by a billboard, these billboards will attach onto those and then show you a Chipotle ad as you walk by specifically. And that's already a thing.
And well, people are like, nah, companies aren't listening to us talking about camp gear or whatever.
Yeah.
They absolutely are.
They get deals on it.
Yeah. So I don't know how they're doing it, but either way. And again, yeah, I agree. Like, it's probably not malicious, right? They just want to sell stuff. No products, they just want to sell stuff.
Well, you know what? Actually, here's the deal. Here's at the base of it all. This is what it is. I don't know where it's happening or how it's happening, but it is happening, right? Because like, there is no way.
For certainty.
Yeah. Because there's no way that these ads are so targeted, right? That they
so many times.
Yeah, like there's just no, like somewhere something is, well, I guess, I mean, that's something everybody already knows. Somewhere somebody is recording something about you to make their advertising better for, like better to get you to buy things because that's what advertising is. And it's like, that's the ultimate goal is to be able to show something and get somebody to buy something every single time.
100%.
That's the end game. They're getting real fucking good at it.
They're getting really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got too billions.
Bad. We're getting good at abusing the system.
True.
That's right. I've been doing it, and it works every time.
How so?
I've been asking. Well, I brought it up. Camping gear.
I see. You've just been asking for it, and you just keep going.
Been saying it out loud. That's actually so true,
dude. I have
and it works. I found really cool like silicone kettles and the nice stove.
That's being like advertised.
Yeah.
I recommend everyone doing this, honestly. I will go Amazon shopping for what I need, right? And I'll just throw it in my list and then just keep clicking in it once a day and just keep viewing it. I have no plans to buy it. And then eventually it'll go on sale magically. Just be like, hey, limited time only, 30% off. You're like, thanks. And then I'll buy it. And that happens like 9 times out of 10, I'd say.
Hell yeah.
For any big purchase, that's what I do. For these mics specifically, that's what I did. Yeah. And guess what? Who got 15% off? This guy.
Dude, nice. Those fucking idiots. Fix your computers, corporations.
No, don't. This works for us.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we are running out of time here, but I got one last question.
All right.
Take yourself back. 15-year-old you. Okay? 15. We are juniors? Sophomores? In high school?
Sophomores.
What a piece of shit I was as a sophomore. God.
You as you are now, you're spending an afternoon with your 15-year-old self, and you can give him any advice, life advice. You can't like rig riches. Like, no, let's stay away from that. This is life advice only.
I can't.
Why?
Dude, I wouldn't listen.
Because he'd be like, you look the same age as me.
No, he's just like, I don't fucking care.
Kick your own ass.
Yeah, you're not my dad. Like, why are you trying to give me a lesson? And I'm like, no, dude, I'm trying to help you. And he's like, I just don't think I asked for help. Like, I know how I'd respond to someone trying to give me a life advice. 15-year-old,
15-year-old, you needs an ass kicking. And that's what you give him.
Oh, fair.
You beat his ass. You beat his ass.
I got away with too much, man. Too many people didn't kick my ass when I deserved it.
I see.
Exactly, bro. Look at you now.
Do you think that still holds true? Let's say 40-year-old self just visited you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Are like, you still being like, no?
What, dude?
What do you want?
Like, yeah, like you had... I'm so mad at my future self. Like you had an opportunity to go back in time and you decided to come give me a life, ominous life message, life advice. Fuck you. Holy shit.
What if 40-year-old John just burst through the door right now and started kicking John's ass?
Dude, like, I can't wait for tomorrow to come in. 40-year-old self time travels just to that exact moment. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah. You're a dick.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. It's like, well, you're me, so you said that. What are you going to do?
Oh, man. But life advice?
Yeah.
Like, truly, I don't think my younger self would listen.
Okay.
But, I guess if I had to force them to listen. you know, it's just like you're probably gonna kill it.
You're probably gonna crush it.
Just keep doing you, bud. You'll probably turn out fine. Yeah. Look at me.
You're good. Yep. Don't even worry about it, buddy.
Just follow your gut and then just on the shoulder.
And you're like, okay, so we have 9 hours left.
What the fuck did I do?
Yeah, what do I do?
Probably ride my bike to the rec center and try to smoke weed.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Okay, what would you say to 15-year-old London?
Get it together.
Just get it together.
Yeah.
Wake up.
I just think I would be like, there's a lot of stuff that I learned right after 15 that would have benefited me like 2 years before.
Yeah.
Right. So I would probably probably tell myself to get serious about some stuff because I didn't commit to anything. I would have been like, you need to commit to a fucking instrument and you need to commit to playing sports. And you know what? Like, you should probably, like, I did fine in high school grade wise. I did all right. But I could have definitely done better. Like, I definitely did the bare minimum that I felt I had to. Yeah. And I kind of wish I didn't do that now because, I mean, like, I don't regret it horribly, but like, if I could go back, I would be like, yeah, you need to just do this and commit to stuff. And I would probably if my younger self was like, what the fuck does that mean? I would be like, get your ass up and go to the fucking gym. Like, that's what you need to do. Start there.
Do something.
Yeah, do something. Like, go to the gym, eat a can of tuna, and think about the way you live your life. And it's like,
Everything worked out pretty swell.
Yeah.
Thinking back, like that was probably like one of the years it worked out really well.
I guess it is kind of scary to kind of see what your life trajectory would be like right now if you could go back and instill this advice and then just like snap back to now and like what that would look like. I am a little bit nervous.
You're like, I'm fucking ripped.
Yeah. I'm rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I would tell myself almost the exact same thing. I had the same answer.
What if it went the other way?
What if you
came back to now and you are just like
younger you comes to here?
No. I mean, like, if you went back and gave yourself a piece of advice and you got back here and things were just way worse, and you're like, "What the fuck did you do?
Yeah,
like,
how did that happen?"
Somehow Hitler got resurrected.
Yeah, way different timeline for some reason. You were instrumental for a peaceful timeline. Somehow did not go well.
Like something you did, like you kicked a rock into the street and then it kicked. Like a tire
butterfly
kicked it up, hit a windshield. That guy goes to get it repaired.
Yeah.
He was supposed to fall in love with somebody, but then didn't or something. I don't know.
So he turns his passion project, which is reviving Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because instead of falling in love with this one person, he fell in love with the other person who was a Nazi.
Oh,
wow. This is a crazy timeline. But yeah, I would say pretty similar things. I'd say, like, honestly, dude, just pick something, commit 10 years. Just
do
commit.
Something.
Just commit. Yeah, I don't care if it could be as dumb as whatever. It doesn't matter. Just go for it.
Pole vaulting or an instrument or playing with a fucking yo-yo or like, it doesn't matter. Frisbee. I don't care. I don't care if you get really good at using a fucking calculator. And that's the thing. Like, just do it. Yeah. Something. Like,
just commit.
Dude, I think I committed to just saying fuck it sometimes. Like, more often.
Committed to saying fuck it sometimes.
Because when I kept fucking up in school and just at home being an asshole to my parents. I was grounded pretty much my entire childhood. So I think by the time I was 15, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I never have a TV, a phone, or games anyways. So just fuck it. I don't need them.
Okay.
I just did dumb shit because I knew I could get away with doing dumb shit.
You don't think that shaped you as if maybe you had this phone, TV, whatever, that might have been a worse case, like a worse scenario for you?
No.
Probably not. You would have been just distracted and fine.
I mean, I remember at one point my door got taken off.
Really?
I just didn't have a door.
Wow.
Can't even remember what I did, but yeah.
They're just like, we don't trust this guy. Unhinge?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I totally deserved it too. I know I did.
Having my cousin.
Really?
Her parents took away her door.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a crazy thing.
Oh,
take
I think
away
it's
a door.
Well,
you ever had
okay,
door
but
taken
I,
away?
I've had not it's my like, door. My brother's door got taken away, but it's because like he punched it and it, like it was easier just to not have a door.
Like out of anger.
It wasn't taken
was
away.
It?
I think it was anger. I assume. I don't know. I wasn't at home at the time, but
okay.
Yeah. But there was no door when I got home and I was like, okay. Gotcha.
Oh man. We can go on just punishments. Like,
well, I think
I was never punished.
Really? Oh.
Basically never.
Did you just never fuck up?
Oh my God. No, I mean, your mom is going to hear this and G is going to come punish the shit out of you.
Gladly. No, because like I still did things that weren't like what, you know, teenagers should do, right? Like I was like not hell sneaking out where it's like whatever, but I was definitely gone for like a lot of the night. There'd be times where I'd be gone to like 4 or 5 a.m. just like walking around, just fucking around at the park or something. Like definitely things that you shouldn't be doing.
Hell yeah.
Either I wasn't caught or it wasn't bad enough that whatever. No cops were ever called, right? So it's not like there was nothing like publicly bad happening, right? So I like in that way, I was a good kid because I never like, you know, set anything on fire or like nothing like that. It was just me like,
oh my God,
traversing around.
Goody two shoes, bro. I think I've gotten the cops called on me 3 times.
That's your fault, though. Yeah, I don't see that's like your fault. Why?
I never got picked up.
Okay.
Not until I was older.
Oh, I see. I see. They just got called on you. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, that's definitely your fault because I never did anything that was disruptive enough to get the cops.
Yeah, like what'd you do?
I think I told this one time. I tried to light a tree on fire.
Yeah.
As like in a like state of protest, maybe.
State of protest?
I don't
of
know.
What?
I don't know. I'm just an angsty teen.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
How did you try and lay it?
Yeah, how do you do that? That's a big project.
You just start from the leaf and just hope
that's
it goes
your
up.
Method. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way. Especially here in Arizona, easy. Yeah, that could be done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like secluded. It wasn't next to other trees.
And someone's like, this dumbass kid. Yeah. Someone called, like, someone gets
yeah,
caught
no,
too.
A woman came out, like, a car sped up and just like, stopped, and then a woman came out. She started yelling at me, and then I was can I say names?
Yeah, if you want to.
So because you'll remember him. I was with Hawk Jin.
Okay.
And it was just me and him, and I was trying to light the thing on fire, and the lady came up screaming, and he was frozen in fear. Yep. So I was just like laughing at her and trying to make a joke out of it to make him relax, but just made her more angry and him more scared.
Of course.
And I was the only one having a good time. And then she got on the phone with the cops. And then I was like, all right, well, we got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So we just walked home.
Okay. Yeah, nice and easy.
Yeah, we were probably 3 minutes away from the house.
Okay. We never got, like, detained.
No.
Never nothing like that. All right. That's fine then.
I think not until okay. I was older.
I mean, it's still reckless, needlessly, but, like,
no,
I guess
and it didn't work either.
Yeah.
No tree got on fire. They just got mad at, like, a leaf or two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was green.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Yeah, nowhere near cops getting called. Nowhere near.
No.
No. I don't think.
So fucking
although
stupid.
I definitely did some actually, things that would have got the cops called on me
it's probably
had
14,
they been,
15.
Like, we 1 year for 4th of July, we made this sparkler bomb, and we blew a divot in home plate that was about 6 inches deep into the earth.
Wow.
It was fucking huge. We thought for sure we were going to get in trouble for that one, because it's like, even though it was like, I can't remember if it was the 3rd of July or might have even been the 4th of July. And the only reason I don't think it was the 4th is because I don't remember anybody else being there at the park lighting off fireworks. And it's usually like, fireworks are illegal in Washington, but that's usually where you can catch some people doing it, right? But we blew this fucking divot in the plate, and that thing was like, it was loud. Like, even for fireworks, it was fucking loud. Yeah. And like, we went by the next day, and there's just like this crater thing. And we were like, oh my God, we fucking did that. Like, that's a
someone
real explosive.
Could have died.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If somebody had been too close to that, they would have been killed.
I don't think in any scenario anyone was like actually close to death.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, yeah, I've never been close to there. I don't think. The stupidest one I had was like probably 3 a.m. just walking around with a friend, and there was this like public fountain, just like water getting recycled into a fountain, and it was all bubbly. I was like, oh, that's so interesting. So we went over there just to check it out. As soon as we get there, like a cop car just like skirts up. It's like, what are you guys doing out? We're like, oh, probably like 14 at the time. We're like, oh, just taking a walk. And then he looks over and it's like, it's just like a bubbled up fountain. Like very much shouldn't be. It should just be water. Like should not be soapy or anything. Yeah. Huge amount of bubbles as if like you
did
like
you
threw like
in a bubble bath in the fountain.
Yeah. Yeah, like literally like someone definitely like put gallons like laundry detergent in this fountain just to, like just as a joke. And we're like, no, we obviously didn't do that.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we didn't. He's like, oh my God. You like truly think we did? And we're like, dude, like check us. Like we have nothing. We just got here. Like we have no idea what's happening.
You had nothing nefarious on you. You guys are actually just
we're just walking. Yeah. Nothing. Literally nothing happening.
It sounds fake.
Sounds fake. I'm just trying
I would
to
not
cover.
Believe you either.
I'm just
know
trying
you.
To see the statute of limitations on what I can say. But definitely. No, we didn't do it. But yeah, we were.
Wait, I know what it was. Who are you walking with?
Who was I walking with? Yeah. Garrett Monin. Oh, if you know him.
That's just a weird story.
Well, then I guess it checks out.
They actually did just have a walk. That's insane.
Yeah. That's what I did as a kid. I just walked around at very late times. And then with school, like 3 hours later and shit.
That's so weird, dumb. Dude.
I don't know why kids do that because they still do that. It's just strange.
Nah, I think it's kind of a form of rebellion. Like, it's just like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Like, that's true. Sovereign human being.
I think that's just the energy of a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you're just that too. You're just up. You're just up. Yeah. That is strange too. Cause like we had I averaged maybe 5 hours of sleep a night that's good. I'd say that's probably
I lived off three for a long time.
Yeah. And we could just, I won't even say we could function because, I don't even know what functioning is. I wasn't functioning. It was
I can't imagine what I would be functioning at 100% as a kid.
Dude, imagine if we,
slept.
Like, 14 to 18 years old, we had 8 hours of sleep. Like, what would that life be like? I can't imagine.
Can't do it now.
Still not getting that. All right, we got to end here. But any last words we want to say? Anything even holding back?
Purple?
Eat a healthy breakfast.